Ladies and gentlemen, an old team is getting reworked to the Secret Avengers. How good will this team be? And who is the fifth member of this team? The Bounty of Asgard was a crappy event. It got changed and now it is good. What exactly got changed to make it a good event? And you can start preparing for next week's events now with the latest data mines and more, and discuss everything in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. I am joined by my brother, Mr. Hargrave. And if you're ready for all of it, Mr. Hargrave, let him know what to do.
Let's go smash it.
Alley flying.
Hello, Valley Club. Happy Thursday to you. Hopefully you're having a great day. Welcome back to the Valley Flying channel. I am Valley Flying. It is time for this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update, where we're talking about all the latest in Marvel Strike Force. And if this is your first time here, we do this every week. We have at least 5 Marvel Strike Force videos per week on this channel. And if you haven't already subscribed, hit that subscribe button and hit the notification bell to know as soon as a new video goes up. This is our 3rd video today. So some days we got a lot of videos, some day not as much. But join with me today is my brother from the dark side. Hello, Mr. Hargrave. How are you, my friend?
From parts unknown.
Parts unknown. Oh, yeah, brother. All right. I always ask is, how are you enjoying Marvel Strike Force today? Is this a good day in Marvel Strike Force, a bad day, or kind of indifferent? What is it for you, my friend?
I think that we're solidly indifferent right now. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of waiting for the last couple of tier 18 pieces to come in before I start Dark Dimension 6.
Ooh, and I guess that'll be lucky you. Someone's been grinding a lot more than I have.
Yeah, I think I got lucky with some of those orb pulls.
Okay, nice.
I know I hit the jackpot a few times on those, and I think, because I'm surprised that I'm going in too. I'm like, wow.
Oh my goodness.
I looked at it one day.
I was so far away. I'm not even close. I'll live vicariously through you. So congratulations on that. Now, what we did get information on just recently, just before we started recording, Mr. Hargrave, or we were allowed to talk about it, the embargo lifted just before we recorded, is this, the new Secret Defenders teams. I keep getting confused with Secret Avengers. It is basically A-Force rework, adding another member to the team. Captain Marvel, Jessica Jones, Nika Minoru, Spider-Woman, all getting reworks, all for War Offense. So what do you think overall of this team? What do you think? Do you think they should have just added a new member to the A-Force and call it A-Force rework? Or do you like that they're changing the name of this entire team, making the kits as complicated as possible?
Well, I kind of feel deceived on this, Valley. My initial thoughts are on my channel. So if you want my raw initial thoughts, they're on my channel. But what my thoughts are right now are so much different, because we're going to talk about it in this episode.
I'm curious to hear what your latest thoughts are, Mr. Hargrave.
I think we have to get towards the other item, because we got some really new information like right before we started recording that sheds some light on what might be happening here with this team. I'm starting to think now, I don't think there's just going to be one new member. I think that there's going to be quite a few Secret Defenders, and then we're going to have some theory crafting opportunities here.
Ooh, wait. Theory crafting Marvel Strike Force? Can it be? Is it true? Have you mentioned those two words? Have you mentioned those two things in the same sentence, Mr. Hargrave? It's been years.
And, they did say that they were going to, you know, do more of that. And I think that that's what we're going to be looking at here. Now, if it's real theory crafting, I don't know. You see, for it to be real theory crafting, all of the team members need to be viable. I don't know if we're going to get that, because these reworks honestly aren't that good on their own.
Well, they're great as a member, as a whole on the team. They're great on War Offense. Outside of that, I'm not sure what these reworks really do, but gives them a lot of healing, gives them more defense up and immunities and things like that, and just increases your stats. Now, I know what you're talking about, but after talking to you, I'm not sure if this is the exact team. I thought this was the exact team. Maybe this is something different. You're hinting maybe this is a new raid team based on the incursion raids. What is your head leaning towards right now? Is this tease that we got just a little while ago on social media from MarvelStrikeWars.com with 5 members of a new team, is this related to that A4 Secret Defender change, or is this something totally different?
I am thinking now that 3 of these characters, maybe even 4 of them, they look very feminine to me. And I think that we're looking at...
This one is confusing me, though.
That one, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. That might be something else. And I'm not thinking that this is a tech raid team or any kind of raid team at all. It might just be a war offense team.
Okay.
But I don't think that it's going to be as easy as four A-Force members and one. I don't know anything.
That would be awesome. Yeah, everything we know, everything under embargo has been released already, so we're not hiding anything. Well, there's a couple things that I'm going to ask you, but I'll preface that beforehand with a question.
They didn't tell us that there would be one more member of A-Force. I don't believe that that was said to us at all. So,
all right, so let's try to decipher these here. I was thinking this is Captain Marvel. I have no clue who this second member is with this orange goldish background. I was thinking maybe this middle member was Spectrum, aka Photon.
Yeah.
This, I was thinking Nico, just because the purple background, but I'm not sure if that matches her silhouette. And I don't know for this one. Is that Jessica Jones? I don't know if the orange matches her or something. So, I don't know. where are you leaning towards this? Who is these? This I have no clue. This is a weird silhouette here.
Yeah, I think we're looking at all new characters here. I don't think they've ever teased a rework in these. So I believe this is going to be five new characters for this patch. And what's also key is if you scroll down, you can see how long their names are, which can be very telling as well. Let me
move that up on the screen. Names here. So this has to be Captain Marvel here on this right side, because it's such a long name.
I would think not, but here's the thing.
Spectrum, Photon from the middle.
We've been seeing a lot of alternate characters, incursion style characters.
True.
So it could be a Captain Marvel from a different universe.
Hold on. No, I'm not pushed back on that, because why would they give the original Captain Marvel a rework if it's another set? I mean, it's like giving the original Thor rework right before they released the Infinity War Thor. If anything, I think this is a costume.
Here's your theory crafting guy.
All right.
Monkey paw wish with these guys.
All right, so you can use an old Captain Marvel or the new Captain Marvel. You choose.
you guess which one's going to be better and more viable.
All right, at this point, we're guessing a lot on who else is on this team, but we do know the reworks. They look pretty good. They look very limited to war offense, and they look very limited to being on this either A-Force or Secret Defender team. So we will see. Let me know your guesses guys.
This purple one, that's Black Cat.
This is Black Cat. All right. I was thinking maybe hard. Black Cat.
That's
but
Black Cat.
This has to be Spectrum or Photon, whatever they're going to call her in game. So Photon
fits a little better.
With the release of the Marvels movie, that's what makes the most sense to me as well. Yeah. Black Cat is a welcome addition, but timing as far as Marvel movies and everything doesn't make the most sense. But hey, I'd be happy if she's released in the game.
I believe she's a member of the Secret Defenders.
You do think she is?
I believe so. Either that or
that's very likely. I think that's very likely. But Spectrum, Photon is also very likely as well. So I'm not sure where this is going to be. Maybe it's two, like you're saying. Mr. Hartgrave, you know what has me very, very happy?
What's that now?
The reworks to this Bounty of Asgard. Oh my goodness. We saw this last week. We saw what a horrible event it was. I thought my math was wrong. So I typed something in the Envoy chat. You're like, no, your math is correct. It's a horrible event. And it was horrible when we released it. But we got some info that made it a little better that we were wanting for a while. I'm glad I wanted them to do it before the event launched, but I'm glad they did it soon after launch. So there wasn't too many problems. But what they said about that was this: the Bounty of Asgard event went live today. Of course, this was released yesterday. But the Apples of Undone drop rate in campaign known was initially set significantly lower than intended. What is this? This was something that was mentioned to them for over a week now. I'm not sure why they didn't correct it at this point if it wasn't intentional, but who cares why? It's done. We got a lot of apples in our inbox. 12,000 apples. A drop rate being updated to intended amount. And a big bunch of apples of Undone sent to the player's inbox very soon. So we got those 12,000. We understand that some players may have purchased used energy, including refreshes during the reduced drop rate for the event, while we gather data to determine which players will get additional compensation shortly afterwards. Now, I didn't spend too much. I saw the drop rates. I saw that it was not changed from our initial thing, so I didn't spend too much. Did you spend a lot of campaign energy as soon as this dropped and not even paying attention to numbers and think, yeah, they're not going to change it, so let's just try to get as much as possible?
Yeah, I mean, I knew the numbers and I knew how bad it was, so that's why I'd spent about 2,000 energy at the drop of the event.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I'll be looking for some compensation. Yes, please.
So as it stands right now, it looks like the apples, as far as one campaign energy gets you 8 apples. So you should be getting, what, 16,000?
I mean, almost, I think it's higher than that. It was 1-to-1 and now it's like 1-to-10. So over the course of the event, instead of 7,000 apples, you're going to get like 70,000 apples if you spend 1,000 energy a day.
And I did my initial calculations wrong. I was doing a 13 ratio. I do think it's 8, though, because I did the numbers on the video this morning. But
it varies by node, too. Some give you more apples than others.
Yeah, so the best conversion of your apples is going to be on these hard campaign nodes, the hard heroes, the hard villains, and the hard nexus. Everything else, all these other ones are rewarding less shards for that. So if you want the best conversion of energy towards apples, make sure you're doing the hard campaigns in this for this event. But yeah, I think they did a good job with doing this. And in addition to that, what they also did in the store, they have some pretty good things here. I bought a few shards here. What have you bought in the store right now? What are you buying with your apples? Are you waiting for a good character to pop up in the shard section? Are you buying gear? I know you're very close to Dark Dimension 6, so do you need this 18 very expensive 18 gear, or are you buying some other stuff? What are you doing right now in the store?
All right, let me give you some very good advice. There's dark promo credits in here. I buy those.
All right, I don't see them in my store currently, but I think I did see them. Actually, I don't think I've seen them before. All right, so if they're there, that is a good investment as well.
Buy the dark promo credits. I'd say character shards aren't that valuable. For a time, character shards will devalue out to almost nothing. So I wouldn't spend these apples on that.
Yeah, but my completionist in me, Mr. Hardgrave, makes me want to complete these characters. I don't care if they're going to be readily available. I want them done. I want them in 7 stars, then I can start worrying about gear and other stuff. So I'm probably going to still do that, knowing that it's not the most efficient way to do it. But, you know, this is a game. Do what you guys want. All right. What is the best for efficiency? Dark promo credits and what else? Not character shards.
The most valuable thing in the entire game are dark promo credits, hands down. And we're about to be on stars.
I agree with you. I don't like it. I don't want that to be the most valuable resource.
We're about to be able to buy red stars on Apocalypse. Buy the dark promo credits.
Oh, yeah, you can with this event coming up, the Bounty of Asgard event coming up. So, yeah. All right. So,
I believe
dark promo cards, anything else? This gear tier 18 stuff looks very expensive. Yeah. 10,000 of these apples. Is that worth buying? Especially if it's in someone very close to Dark Dimension 6 like you. Is it worth buying for you?
I might. You see that mutant piece? I don't need that. I need the other one. And as soon as I get, like, I think 2 more pieces of the other mutant tier 18, I get a tier 18 Apocalypse. Ooh. So that might be that might be worth it for him.
Especially, I think, since in that specific situation, that's worth it.
And I have enough dark promo credits saved up to put 5 red on him. If I don't magically end up in the top 500 for this event, who knows? Probably not. I'll have to buy it.
All right. So yeah, there's a lot of good deals. Some of it's determined where you are in a match, but yeah, I like that idea. I haven't seen a dark promo credits yet, but get them. Because they are valuable. Another
good thing too, they also sell Elite 6s in here, which is pretty good.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen them yet.
They do an Elite 6 too.
Okay. This Elite 5 seems pretty expensive. Is it going to be worth it for that Elite 6? I'm imagining it's way more expensive than this.
That's like 20,000, I think, or 25,000. But I mean, you got to consider how much they charge for those. And I don't know. I mean, it depends on how much you value high red stars on new characters.
RNG red star orbs.
you could get nothing out of it. I would say dark promo credits all the way. You get to pick, and it's the strongest characters in the game. Dark promo credits.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do dark promo credits and some character shards and maybe some gear, because different than some of the other events we had in the past, we don't just have to earn these apples. We actually have to spend them to get points towards the event. So make sure you spend all your apples. Don't let any go to waste. Just because you earn them doesn't mean you're scoring for the event, guys. So that is one thing to be aware of. So with this event, Mr. Hardgrave, I think it's going to be a lot easier to get this big item now that they've changed the score. I'm not sure what these silver phase bits are for, but I guess it wouldn't hurt to rank them or earn them. But when talking about these rank rewards here, it looked very, very good for the top 500 players, but even normal players like myself can get some T2 level 5 ions if you're in the top 10%. So I do think this is a good event.
Yeah. The tiers are definitely spread out a little better than they have been in the past. So that's nice to see that they're opening up the top rewards to a few more players at least.
Yeah, I do like that. Now, in addition to this, which I thought was the same kind of event going on, we have the Dark Dimension Celebration going on right now. And for that, we have a lot of 10 for 10 offers in the store right now. Well, not a lot, but it changes every day. So make sure you're checking your store every day for those 10 for 10 offers. Other thing is in a store that I was not sure about. I actually thought this was Apples and not this Elite Coins. We have an offer for either Star-Lord Annihilation or Thor. Now, in the past, when they've done these offers for the Dark Dimension First Clear Celebrations, they've given us orbs, which have increments of 25 each, normally in a calendar. So we could choose increments of 25 for whatever character. Now, it's either or. You either get Star-Lord Annihilation or Thor. I think if I knew that, I probably would have gotten Thor, got the shards for Thor. But the first one I saw was Star-Lord Annihilation. I thought it was Apple, so I bought them. Like, oh, this is awesome. I had no idea this was the Dark Dimension Rewards. What did you do with this? Did you choose Thor or did you choose Star-Lord Annihilation?
Star-Lord Annihilation all the way.
Okay, that's who I chose, but I'm a little disappointed. Help me not be as disappointed. Why did you choose Star-Lord Annihilation instead of Thor?
Yeah, no problem. It's for Dark Dimension 6. I plan on taking Star-Lord Annihilation into Dark Dimension 6. He's one of the skill characters that you can take into the cosmic section and actually get value on. So I have my Star-Lord Annihilation at level 95. I have my Thor Infinity War at level 1. It was a very easy decision.
Jeez, okay. That does make sense. There's not a lot of great skill characters that you can use in Dark Dimension. So I guess kind of by default, Star-Lord Annihilation wins that battle there. So I guess I don't feel as bad.
I threw Tira 17 on him as well for this event that we have going right now, too.
You're going to score even more points.
I got tons of skill gear. It's not a problem, right?
Nice. All right. And let's talk about Dark Dimension 6. You're ready there. Who were some of the first characters that you did? And would you still recommend building up those first characters for players that don't have any gear 18 characters like myself?
Yeah, I'm pretty set on my initial five characters, and they're not global characters. It's a mix of global and cosmic. I'm staying away from city right now. I'm staying away from legendary. We're not there yet. I think it's really too early to build those characters.
Okay.
But, you know, a mix of global and cosmic, because you want to do all five traits. That's the only way I'm going in right now, is I've built a mystic, a mutant, a tech, a skill, and a bio.
Oh, that makes sense.
I did Captain America, and I think that's a very strong choice, and I stand by it. I think Captain America
choice.
One of your best bio characters to build.
Going back to Captain America, let me expand that a little more. Very, very annoying character in Cosmic Crucible, but as we know, that season is coming to an end. So are you doing that more for his annoyance on Cosmic Crucible, or because he's a raid character, he is part of that Rebirth team and you're going to need him for future raids or the current raids?
It's really the whole package. Not only is he a Rebirth team member, he is like the linchpin for that team, him and Captain Carter, and that was the debate.
Oh my goodness.
Captain Carter or, you know, Captain America. I went with Captain America. I also put Isotope 8 level 5 on him as a fortifier so that he gets drain, which is kind of nasty. 7 red stars. I just kind of went all in on Captain America.
Okay.
And I think he's more versatile. He's better outside of his team, too. So you're going to get more value out of him over the lifespan of the game because his abilities aren't really tied down to the team, whereas Captain Carter pretty much needs to be on Rebirth to actually function.
Let me make another point about Captain America. Since he's kind of an iconic character, he's been reworked, three times in the life of Marvel Strike Force, and probably going to get reworked again. So I think this is a character that they're going to continue to update. So there's an argument there. All right. Who else? I know we spent a little longer than you wanted in Captain America. Who else?
No worries. I can talk about Captain America all day.
Nice.
I can do this all day. Apocalypse 1000%. No one's going
to
argue.
Right. I don't think we need to explain now. And Apocalypse is a great character there.
I think if
you have the resources, build them up.
And you can use them in three different sections. You can use them in the first section, global, and legendary horseman plus Apocalypse. So you get three sections.
Yes. And other legendaries you could use in multiple sections as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the first one is all legendaries. The second one is all without the horseman, and then the other one is everything.
So a lot of people doing the horseman, and I don't know, that I kind of cringe whenever I see that. Like, I think that's a really sketchy idea. It's a waste of gear, and it's way too early for it too.
Yeah, I think like someone like Nick Fury or Magneto would be good because you can use him in two sections. Actually, three when you talk about global, and then maybe four when you talk about the initial nodes as well. So Nick Fury, Magneto might be good choices there for value.
I definitely think Nick Fury is going to get done for me, but that's a long time coming. Which one I'm going to do right now, though, and I would recommend this one too, because not only are they valuable, but they're cheap, is Iron Fist World War II.
I hadn't thought of that character, but yeah, he does have a pretty good heel. Annoy. I think he brings characters back to life.
Yes. So if your Iron Fist World War II can stay alive, that raid team is so much better.
I do like that idea.
All the way on Iron Fist. And it's only two gear 18 that he needs instead of.
Okay. So it's cheap and future use. I like that. That's a good couple birds with one stone. One character I was thinking of is Nemesis, because he has that drain. Yeah. A mechanic, and he's great in the raids. Is that a character that you've already taken up, or are you going to wait on that character?
I have not, because all of my mutant tier 18s are going to go to Apocalypse first. But then for global, I very much want to do Nemesis and maybe Dark Beast too. I don't really know. That's a lot of mutant gear. There's not a lot of other places to put your mutant characters for Dark Dimension 6. We don't have any like cosmic mutants or anything. Cable, but I'm not going to do Cable.
I'll just do legendaries, right?
Yeah, legendaries. I don't know. So I'm toying with that. The two characters that I decided to jump ahead for cosmic were Kang, which I don't think anyone's really going to argue with how good Kang is in this game.
No, you get no arguments from me. No questions from me. Kang's an awesome character, like up
high. Kang's solid, and he's tech. So you're not really using that gear in too many other places. And then I went ahead and I'm betting on Vol. I think Vol is going to be solid in this game for a very long time. So I'm going to go ahead and do tier 18. Yeah,
that's another one that makes sense. Like Kang, you know, has the raid bonuses, has the Dark Dimension bonuses, is going to be involved in the raids for a while, and is a exclusive character of Marvel Strike Force. So you know they're going to be pumping a lot of reworks and value into this character. So I do like that. Kang, Vol, and Apocalypse, I think, are three locks for me.
And I have the same problem you do on Vol, I think. We're missing that unique piece. I'm missing 10 of those. I'm going to get it from the
Miles. Missing a lot. You got Gambit that needs it, Nova that needs it, Morgan Le Fay that needs it. I mean, who do you pick for this one?
It's horrible, but I'm doing Vol. I tend not to go with cheap. I tend to go with who is best, and Vol is definitely a very high value character in this game.
Makes sense. I like those picks, and I think those three I'm definitely going to pick. I do like that Captain America pick. I'm leaning towards Nemesis, and I like your suggestion of Iron Fist World War II. That is a raid character, so you can have a lot of value with that. All right. Not only do we have the Bounty of Asgard, the event that was changed up, we get this coordinate assault that started the day before. And it is another alliance-wide event, a little different than coordinated assaults that we've had in the past. The name is the same, but this is like a totally different event. For this, you need to obviously spend ISO 8 energy, but also get these allied supply orb fragments. Now, you were our alliance leader when I was in your alliance. I think you're still an alliance leader. How stressful is these type of events for you that involve the entire alliance, especially when not everybody is equal with their contributions?
It's not good. I don't like doing this stuff. I mean, I have to be very heavy-handed with it.
You're talking you don't like it from a alliance leader perspective or just as a player?
I just don't like it. I'm very, meticulous and with my inventory and with my resources. It's a resource management game, so I'm very, OCD about it, and this kind of stuff drives me nuts. I'm like, I know what I'm doing. I'm in like the top five for my alliance, but like the guys down at the bottom, I'm like, come on, what are you doing? Are you trying? Can you? I don't like to have these conversations.
I don't like this either. I try to stay within the top 10. I'm not like the biggest active person, but I don't want to be the last either. I want to be the upper half. So I see those people at the bottom. I'm like, I'm not doing too much. What are you guys doing?
I went overboard the first day because I pulled energy from the previous day. I don't expect everyone to be that crazy about it. That's fine. But like, how many points have you turned in?
I don't know. Let's go down. I'm right at number 10 right now. 9,400 points.
Oh, okay. That's pretty weak.
Which is why I'm saying, if there's someone lower than me, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm not the strongest guy here.
I think I'm sitting around like I don't know. I have to load it up, but I think it's like at least 300,000. I don't know. It's something
crazy. Wait. 300,000 for your alliance or yourself?
Or no, I don't know. What are we doing? 1,000? 3,000? I think. I got it.
All right. Anyway.
It's a lot more.
It's a stressful event. You don't even know where you're at. My goodness.
I don't know what's going on. I just spend a lot of energy every day.
All right. Spend your ISO energy. And just hope the rest of your alliance does that. That's how to do this event.
It's
do your raids so you can get this ally supply orb fragments and all that stuff. So, yeah. Click
the buttons. All right. I can tell you where I'm at. I've got it pulled up right now. Okay. I guess you're pretty close. I have 11,000.
Okay. Wait, what is it? What was I at again?
9,000, I think.
So you're good. All right. So it's not as weak as you initially thought. All right.
It's the guy with like under 4,000 that I got a side eye. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. Dude? I'm not going to scroll down even further than me.
I'm not naming names yet.
No, we'll internally shame them, but publicly we won't say anything.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's move on to Cosmic Crucible, which is my favorite game mode. As you can see, I didn't do this. One of them was a crash and we lost this, and the other I don't know what happened. We just lost against a team that we should have won. But the good thing about this, when we look at these leagues here, is it the leagues or the season? When we look at the season here, not the leagues, we see that it used to be over 30 days. Now it is 14 days left, which means that after this week, there's only two more weeks of this season at Cosmic Crucible. How excited were you when you saw that this timer got changed?
I'm kind of indifferent. It's okay. I mean, look, I don't really care about Cosmic Crucible anymore. I do it for content.
Oh, I love that game mode.
It's good. It's fine, but it's not rewarding for me. I already have, Big Apocalypse. I don't need tier 17 gear. They need to put tier 18 gear in there, and then I'll get really excited again. I'm just right now.
I mean, there's something to be said with the fun of this game, right? Actually playing and strategizing and... Sometimes it's very rewarding. Sometimes it's very frustrating. And those swings are what makes the game for me.
Maybe I really do need a new season, because this season really has been going on for far too long. And it is really very much the same thing every week. I had a really weird week, which I posted a video on. So that's kind of a really weird trial where somebody put like really weird stuff in every room.
Oh, I kind of like those. Those are fun. That a lot. All right, so I had a 2 million Tangled Eternals that I had to face. And if you guys want to see the video on how I dealt with that, make sure you check out the video from a few days ago. But as we get new season 4 coming up, we've always had that drop in rank. This is a little shorter season. You think they're still going to drop everybody's rank 1 before season 4 starts?
Yeah, I would assume so. It seems to be what they like to do.
I think they are as well. I was hoping you'd say no, though, with some great logic behind it. But yeah, I think it's going to be like that. Other thing that's happened, not all the seasons, but last season, we had the Ultimate 32, which was awesome. You know, there was so much engagement. There was a lot of theory crafting. It went on for a long time, but I think the majority of the community enjoyed that and enjoyed not having these stale rooms that some of them, which we've seen for a few seasons now. Do you think they're going to bring the Ultimate 32 back with the shortened season?
Well, we were urging for it. We definitely let them know that really like that. I think the community as a whole did a really good job letting them know that we really like that. I personally didn't really like it, but I'm in the minority and I know that. So I didn't get in anyone's way. I don't naysay people. I'm like, go ahead, do it again. I know everybody liked it. Do it again.
Yes, and it's good for your content too. You get all 5 days of weird rooms. It's awesome. I love it.
It didn't do anything for my content whatsoever. Right. But maybe that's my fault. I wasn't very enthusiastic.
Oh, hey, it's a game. Everybody has different parts of the game that they enjoy. You know, I don't enjoy war. I know some people do. I don't enjoy certain aspects like Blitz and things. I don't think there's anybody enjoys Blitz. Anyway, let's move on. We had a new thing coming up, the Nexus campaigns. Earlier this week, we had Farmable Nexus, which not just Absorbing Man, not just Dark Beast, but we also got some Gear 17 pieces for our Mutants and our Mystics, which I think are the most rare right now based on the characters that everybody's trying to build. So Dark Beast is there. We got some Mutant pieces here in Chapter 2. We got some Mystic pieces here in Chapter 1. How excited were you to see that we have more Farmable characters and more ways to get this gear?
Yeah, that was really exciting actually to see the tier 17 gear. I think that's a really cool move. I think it's good to get more people into Apocalypse. More people should definitely be getting, you know, Apocalypse and even Big Apocalypse now. We need to open that up. Absolutely.
It's for me, it's not the gear though. It's all those ISO 85s. Yeah. The gear's been done for a while. It's the ISO 5 that I'm lacking.
You know what's funny is people are coming up to me now and they're being like, Mr. Hargrave, you have full Apocalypse. And I'm like, yeah, I've had them for like 3 months. I'm like, I don't like to talk about it because it's like, it's not relatable. No one else has it. So it's like, there's Apocalypse. Like
10 or 20 of you guys with the big Apocalypses out there.
Yeah, like it just, it's not fun for me to talk about. I'm not trying to like, you know, rub it in people's, oh, I have big Apocalypse. I'm like, he does make the game a lot better. So you should get him.
But have you noticed the difference in Arena, Crucible, and World with that big Apocalypse?
Oh my God. Well, Arena is like the Arena battles that I have are like, they're over in like a few seconds.
Oh, I know you could beat everything offensively, but defensively, does that slow down to where you're dropping? And no, even Big Apocalypse gets eaten. Yeah. That's what I was curious about.
You have to control them still. If it's up to the computer to control my Big Apocalypse, it doesn't help me very much. But it's really fun in Cosmic Crucible. Effective in War, and I have the most fun with them in Arena, though. It really shortens up my time to win battles, which is kind of cool.
Nice. What did you think about the difficulty of these? I actually fell asleep because I was autoing through these. And I'm like, man, this is taking so long. I woke up the next morning. I'm like, man, I didn't have an efficient night of Arena and anything. It was pretty easy, but I do like that we could farm this stuff. What did you think of the difficulty of this compared to some other chapters?
There would be no way to make I criticize a lot of content for not being hard enough, but like Nexus, being able to use any character with what we have at our disposal. I mean, like I just said, I have Empowered Apocalypse. How are you going to tune this around Empowered Apocalypse? It's not going to happen. Yeah. I did not come into this thinking that it would be difficult. I'm hoping that they rush the other levels of this in. So at some point might see something challenging before like we introduce level 100 and blow that all away. I don't know. Yeah.
I like that these farming missions are pretty easy. Some of these other ones, I like that they're hard. You know, some of the more limited time ones, but these long time ones that people need to farm gear, farm character shards, I like that they're easy. They could give us difficulty in other things. You know, some of the missions for the incursion raids for the Bifrost team.
Like the showcases.
Those are pretty tough to get those 3 stars on them if you didn't have your characters built. So that I like that.
I think the showcases could be harder. I don't think those are hard. Some of those are like...
Oh, that could be harder. That could be harder. But I thought it was way more difficult than what we had with the campaigns or some of the event campaign missions and things like that. So I want them to do more difficulty in different places. But certain things, I like it being easy like this. All right. Next, let's talk about Morgan Le Fay's Scourge event. So her Scourge event came back to this week. Now, I have not played this event. I was looking through some of these rewards here. In the game, I just personally, I don't need a lot of this stuff here. When we look at these milestone rewards here for someone that's already had a 7-star, I got a lot of this stuff, this lattice here. I guess I could use more of that stuff. I got a lot of these eye cores here. That's arcane power, this glyphs. I got a lot of this. I don't know if it's worth it for me to go through the pain of this one because this was the worst one. This was so difficult having to research your web warriors all the time, over and over and over. I don't know. It's worth it for me. Did you do this? And do you think it's worth it for you to do this?
Oh yeah. I mean, I grab everything that's available. That's how I play.
You're a better player than me.
It's not that bad. You can play on a low difficulty, just put on enough scourges to get, you know, 1,000,005. And I don't think I had to retry anything. I just, you know what? The thing is though, is when they first come out, I do build my teams up pretty big for them. So,
and some of the teams are continuing to build even after you already had the Morgan Le Fay. All right,
it's mostly the web warriors. When I get to node 5 and node 10, that's definitely when it's like, oh, this again, that's the worst part. Right. The other nodes have gotten really easy.
I'll probably try them. I'll probably go in and do them. And we got a weekend, we got it 2 more days. I'll do this on a weekend. I didn't want to do the week because I was too busy. Take
Apocalypse, even little Apocalypse, into the villain nodes. That's always a good time.
I'm worried about the web warrior nodes though. Nodes 5 and 10, that's what was challenging. Now, the thing I did want to talk to you about is what they say here. Be on the lookout for final original runs of Famine, War, Death, Scourge events. It's looking like all of them are coming to an end. So a couple questions here. What do you think the structure of this is going to be when it comes back? They mentioned something about getting absolute scores and each score would be a new star level. Do you think that's going to be additive, or we have to hit certain scores to reach that star level every single time?
I think that we're going to kind of see it. I mean, I'm just speculating, but I think what was being applied there is that they'll kind of be like the old legendary structure. So basically, when you build your web warriors up to a certain point, then you can go get 5 stars on Morgan Le Fay. If you build them a little bigger, then you can get a little bit of a higher score. I don't like incentivizing building web warriors, young Avengers, heroic Asgardians, Ravagers, Bionic Avengers. Like, I think that's a really, but that's what we do with old legendaries. We incentivize building one like X-Force, Astonishing X-Men, like a bunch of dead teams to go get a bunch of not so great characters. So I guess it is kind of the routine for Marvel Strike Force. It wouldn't be unheard of.
Do you see a problem with them switching the whole structure after this event has been out for, it'll probably be about a year and a half once they have ended up switching it, maybe even longer than a year and a half. Do you think there's a problem with them switching the way the rewards are and how newer players are going to get those rewards and how older players got the rewards if they do it something like that and it's not additive like it was with the previous runs of these scourges?
I mean, I'm hoping what they're doing is they're going to make them all permanent.
They're just From what it sounds, it's going to be all permanent.
So this is how you'd have to do that then. You'd have to make it so you have to get this score and then you get that many stars. And I guess the only hope that I have for it is that they removed node 5 and node 10 restrictions. I think it would be a good move to make the end score higher. Have an insane big score to get a 7 stars on Morgan Le Fay instead of making a player build web warriors up to you have to build them to get like a 2 million point run.
I'd take that trade off. That's a good trade off. That's a screw-bitter web warriors because all my other characters I'm building up, I could get through a lot of the other content, but when I'm pigeonholed to using the web warriors and dark hunters, they don't perform that well in other game modes. They're not really used nowadays.
I'll tell you one thing I wanted to test on this. I was actually excited to play through this because one thing I wanted to find out is, could you actually just use dark hunters on node 5 and node 10 and not build web warriors? Because arguably, Dark Hunters is a little more valuable right now than Web Warriors. Web Warriors having no value and Dark Hunters being still kind of a war offense team. Yeah. The answer is no.
You still need to build those stupid outdated Web Warriors.
You can't beat this without Web Warriors. So you can't there's no option. And that's what I don't like about it.
You were talking me into doing this weekend. Now you're kind of talking me out of it. I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll take it a day-by-day basis if we're going to do this or not. We haven't done it yet, though. All right, next. Let's go back to these scores because they said, be on the lookout for the final runs of Famine, War, Death Scourge events in the coming months. Now, what they say here, Famine will be in July, War and Death will be planned for September. Now, I know you know the answer to this, and I'm asking you anyway, and I know you can't specifically answer this, so I'm curious to see how you're going to skate around this question. What is going on for August? Why don't they have anything planned for August?
I'm just going to tell people. I don't care. No, I really don't know. I wasn't paying attention, and I really don't know what's going on in August. Well, we know that another run of Nova is supposed to happen, and we know there's supposed to be another Legendary Scourge where
we needed something with the Nowhere team.
Nowhere team for.
Yeah. We don't know the character, but we know Nowhere Team is used for.
We just found out we're getting 5 new characters in the next patch.
Wait, and is this all new characters or are these reworks? I don't know what this is.
These are not reworks. That's 5 new characters.
This is all new characters. Okay.
It's all new characters.
We'll see. I'm not sure. You might be right. I'm not sure though.
That's 5 new characters. So you got 5 new characters there and we still haven't released Sylvie, right?
True.
So there's a lot of character releases they got to cram into August.
Yeah, it looks like that Sylvie thing is going to be the next month-long character just based on the timing of everything.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, unfortunately, it might be. All right, but yeah, let's see what happens in August. We do know some things that we can't say, but there's other things that we don't know that we can say. So our brother, Dorky Dad, got a spotlight in a game. I know when my spotlight is happening. He was talking about big time Spider-Man I think this is awesome that they're doing this. And I think Dorky Dad got a bunch of more hype on his channel. What do you hope to be featured on with this spotlight when it's your turn in the rotation?
Oh, wow. Like, what character would I want? I mean, I'll tell you the characters.
What kind of video would you want? Because this is about big time Spider-Man, the release of the infestation teams, things like that. What would you want to be talking about in your featured video?
Well, characters that I like are, you know, the darker stuff. So I would have loved to have debuted Morbius or Zombie Iron Man.
October Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, we have all
Zombie Iron Man, Man Thing. What else do we have?
There's some really cool Ghost Riders out there. Cosmic Ghost Rider, which is a combination of Frank Castle and Ghost Rider. I mean, that would be amazing. A lot of cool stuff out there. I mean, Satana, if you ever want to bring Satana to the game, I'm your guy.
Mephisto. You still don't have Mephisto in the game.
Absolutely.
All right. I like that for you. All right. Now, we have a calendar here, and we have a few things that we know of, but this is what's leading me to think that we're not getting anything for or as far as an event for Sylvia until this ends, because we look at this, and we'll talk about the data mines. This Voyage of the Scuttlebutt starts on July 24th. This is the release for Beta Ray Bill. That means this event that's still going to be related to these milestones, the current milestones that we have for Vow, this Realm Raiders going into the 3rd of August, and this Alliance event going also into the 3rd of August, they're ending on the 3rd according to this calendar, which means that Sylvie, not releasing the game yet, probably the next month-long character. Is that what your head is leaning towards as well?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. I mean, I don't know if she's going to be a month long. But if she's definitely not getting released this month.
Yeah, she's not released in July, but maybe August for the next calendar. And that the timing of the Beta Ray Bill event just makes sense. It's going to be in the next month log legendary.
It upsets my alligator to no end.
The alligator's in the game already. It's just the other one, other variant.
He wanted the whole team, though.
Well, he'll get them in August.
I told him to calm down, but he doesn't calm down.
He looks very angry. Let's move on. So he starts to calm down.
Close his mouth if you'd like. I can.
All right. Is his mouth smiling or is it mouth? Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah. He looks much more happy.
That's better now.
All right. So this Voyage of Scuttlebutt event, we do have some data mines on that. Let's go check a look at these data mines here. Is it a milestone event? 7-day event. Earn carbonate ore fragments. You're going to love this, Mr. Hargrave. Winning in blitz battles. A login calendar, completing the worthy web war milestone, and spending power cores. I know you love blitzing. I know, like, spending power cores, and I know you love using a separate web app to get progress in Marvel Strike Force. This is an awesome event. And as far as this web milestone, well, spend campaign energy again for more Corbonite orbs. This could be a week long event for Beta Ray Bill. Are you gonna blitz your butt off for those shards for Beta Ray Bill, or are you just say screw it, I don't need a Bifrost, or I'm just gonna buy it because I don't want to waste my time blitzing?
The day I say that would be the day I no longer play Marvel Strike Force. So no, I'm gonna carry on. I'm gonna blitz the maximum. I'm gonna keep blitzing even long after I should stop. I'm addicted to Marvel Strike Force, Valley. It's going down. Yeah,
all right. So you're gonna get a 7-star Beta Red Bill by the end of this because you're gonna blitz more than anybody. I know you, Mr. Hargrave.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm begging them to reduce the blitz timer from 2 hours to 1 hour so that I can actually get my life back.
Oh, man. And make it unlimited rotations per day. Screw this, 8 rotations per day. I want to do like 24 rotations per day.
No, this is exactly the monkey paw wish that I'm going to get, isn't it?
Do you remember when it was 6 hours between the rotations instead of 2? Do you remember back in that day? 6 hours between the rotations?
6 hours between rotations. Yeah, that's good.
That was good. That's how it used to be back in year one. All right. But not so much. All right. So that's what we have for the Voyage of the Scuttlebutt. But we have more information as Realm Raiders. We don't have anything about this Alliance event they're talking about, a Stellar Standoff. So before we go into the Realm Raiders data mines, what do you think is going to be this Stellar Standoff Alliance event? Is it spending more energy, spending more ISO 8 energy, war attacks? What do you think this is going to be based on? Crucible attacks.
Well, I really hope that it puts me at the throat of all my alliance, but I'm really hoping for. I'm hoping that it really brings out the aggression in my alliance towards each other.
Know you're an alliance leader, Mr. Hargrave, and they know you, and you know they want you more stressed out. So there's another alliance event.
We're going to have awesome a standoff.
You're standing off against your alliance.
Yeah, I'm a standoff against my alliance.
Mexican death stare on them.
Sounds good.
All right, let's talk about the Realm Raiders, because we do know some things from the data mines about the Realm Raiders. Now, this one, it's a 3-day event, as you can see from the calendar there, but it's going to be an ISO 8 campaign energy spending. You're going to need to battle in war, earn raid credits, battle in war with nowhere characters, and battle in raids with the Bifrost characters. I mean, you're going to have to do everything for these last few events, Mr. Hargrave.
You do like events? That event that you just mentioned, that's the best style, because what that normally means is that if you do all those things, you'll do very well. But even if you just do a couple of those things, you'll do pretty well. I normally like those. I think that's the way events should be structured, where if you do everything, you can max it out. Just do like one of the things, you can get the monthly item. And I think that'd be a good way to really go forward with these.
I do like those. We've mentioned that in the past, how those have been good things where you do this or this. You go hard on this or you go hard on this, or you could go light on this one and get what you need. Or you could go hard on everything and get everything. I like these kind
player
of events.
Player agency.
Yes, player agency and 3 crafting. It's all coming back in 2023. Okay. All right. So what you can get for all of your... And let's read this again. Spending energy, battling war, earning raid credits, and battling a war with nowhere characters, and battling in raids with Bifrost characters. You could get some Bifrost shards. Do you think you're going to get any Loki shards there? President Loki, Sylvie, Alligator Loki, Teen Loki, or is it just going to be the normal President Loki
shards? Loki shards?
Regular Loki shards. That's it. Elite 5 credits, Teal Skill Gear.
You'll probably get 5, Loki shards.
5 Sylvie shards?
5 Sylvie shards.
5 Sylvie shards. Can I get 5 Beta Ray Bill shards in that too?
5 Beta Ray Bill. That sounds
nice. Nice. All right. And this one's going to be for the Twilight Sword. All right. But we also have a web milestone associated with this. Now, this one, you also have to spend ISO 8 energy. I'm not sure if this is a misprint in the data mines or you're double dipping with this ISO 8 energy spending, getting these milestone points. Or maybe they're referring to the ISO 8 spending from the web milestone for this. I'm not sure. But that's what looks like we have to do for these web events. That is it. All right. Have you seen Secret Avengers, Mr. Hargrave?
I have
not watched... Secret Avengers. Secret Invaders. I'm getting confused with the Marvel Strike Force team. Secret Invasion.
Yeah, no, I think I watched the first 3 episodes and maybe half of the 4th one. How many episodes are out right now? Or do we have 5 out right now?
We have 5 out right now. A new one was released yesterday. So I do want to discuss everything that you've seen before. I've seen up to episode 4. So... spoiler warning, guys, everything to episode 4 is gonna be talked about, and I guess halfway through episode 4 if you haven't seen all of it. And that I can't ask you some of the questions that I had for you if you haven't seen the whole thing, but what are your thoughts on the Secret Invasion series so far? Where do you have it rank? I mean, is it as good as Loki? Is it as good as WandaVision for you? How important is this for future Marvel projects?
Oh, God, it doesn't feel important at all. I wouldn't rank it very high at all. Oh. I couldn't tell you much about the show because I can barely remember it. It is not good.
I got to say, I like it, but I've fallen asleep a few times as well.
Yeah, it's a rough watch. Samuel Jackson's crushing it. He's definitely the best part of the show.
Do you think he's the evil person in this show?
I don't know
what's caused all this evil that's going on in this whole series.
Maybe. I do know that he seems to be phoning it in a little bit. He's playing a character from Pulp Fiction a lot. I don't know if you noticed that, but a lot of his line deliveries are right out of Pulp Fiction, which is really weird. I mean, I'm here for it. I think it's great, but it is weird.
It's a good movie. It's a good character.
Is he aware that he's not in Pulp Fiction right now?
It's the lightsaber that says bad on it, He's got all, he's mix mashing Jules and Mace and Nick and all of them all mismatched in his character because he's a Skrull. Do you think that Nick Fury is a Skrull? Do you think we're actually seeing the real Nick Fury in this show, or this is another Skrull?
I don't know. You know what? What's clear to me is that he's having a good time. And I guess that's what I like about
not from this shot. He looks like he's having a horrible time.
Yeah, but the actor's having fun,
Samuel Jackson's having fun. Yeah,
the rest of the actors on the show don't seem to be, I don't know, they're not exuding enjoyment to me. they're not having as good of a time as Samuel Jackson.
You mean Daenerys is not having a good time as Jules?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going very.
No, very well she's not. There. She's not happy. No. All right. All right. Well, all the questions I had planned for you, I can't ask because you haven't seen it, so I don't want to spoil it for you.
Well, I've seen episode 1, 2, 3, and then most of 4.
Yeah, the question is about the end of 4, so I don't want to talk.
You can spoil it.
For all right. Me. All right. I'll ask it then. It's going to spoil it for you, Mr. Hargrave. Do you think Talos is really dead?
Yes, I knew that was going to happen. Okay. God, yeah, I hope not, because Ben Mendelsohn's a good actor. I enjoy him.
He is. Talos has been like in a lot of other MCU projects, so I hope he's not. They brought Gaia back. They could bring Talos back, right?
They already had someone die, and they brought her back, so...
He's really dead, they could bring back a Talos from another multiverse and he's back.
He's not dead. I don't believe it. Nick Fury was dead. The whole character is around a dead character. The whole show.
They're all Skrulls. Nick Fury's a Skrull. Talos is obviously a Skrull. Gaia's a Skrull. They're all Skrulls. And Maria Hill that died, that's a Skrull too. They're all Skrulls. That is it. I like that logo in the background that you have right there, Mr. Hargrave.
Thank you. We're upping the production value all the time.
I'm sorry?
We're upping the production value all the time. We're Lake Twins now.
Oh, I just noticed that.
Yeah, we got the arm and everything.
Awesome. I like it, Mr. Hargrave. All right. Well, that is it. Any final thoughts on Marvel Strike Force, Secret Invasion, these events, anything that you want to get off your chest before we wrap this up for the week?
Yeah, I meant to say about Secret Invasion, they've mentioned Super Skrull, which I got a little excited about.
Oh, I thought they were all Super Skrulls after this went to that machine. Yeah. Is it one character or multiple Super Skrulls?
But he was like name dropped it. It was kind of like a moment. He was like, "We're going to be Super Skrulls."
I didn't hear that part. Yeah, but plural, right?
But yeah, I thought it was going to be fun. But with no Fantastic Four, how much fun can Super Skrull be?
Well, they're going to take all the powers of all the Avengers. They're not going to take them of the Fantastic Four.
That's not as fun.
We'll see. It does sound fun.
I want them to have the Fantastic Four, just like kind of how we want to have Fantastic Four be a thing in Marvel Strike Force when we get Super Skrull.
They were Mr. Fantastic was, and then he wasn't. So
yeah, I don't know. We need more representation for Fantastic Four in Marvel Strike Force.
I want to see who they're going to get to play Invisible Woman. And Human Torch. We had both of Human Torches went out to play characters in the MCU. So this other one would be another character. We had Captain America and Killmonger. So who's going to be the Human Torch? It's just like a popular character. It's a gateway character to more popular Marvel's characters. All right. But that is it. Any other thoughts? Anything you have coming up on your channel? Anything you have coming up on your streams that you want to promote?
Yeah, I got a second channel now. Mr. Hargrave from Parts Unknown.
Whoa. So, all right, what is that about? Is that about wrestling? Is that about...
That's a lot of wrestling stuff, yeah, yeah.
Nice. I like the wrestling stuff.
Really cool stuff over there.
Yeah, maybe we have to do a collab. We've done some wrestling collabs before for your channel, so maybe. Yeah. I'm an old school wrestling fan, but thank you guys for watching. That is it. If you are interested in who are the best characters to use your dark promo credits on right now, make sure you check out the video up there. I will see you guys next time. Hopefully you have a great rest of your day. If you haven't already subscribed, hit that subscribe button. And yes, if you're listening to the podcast version of this, give it a nice review, a great review on whatever platform you're on. Are you ready for that Hulk fist bump, Mr. Hargrave?
I think so.
Oh, there's that fist. All right. Hulk fist bump, Valley Fly, and Mr. Hargrave out. Have a great rest of your day, guys. See you guys next time.